Evening Class by Maeve Binchy. Read by Kate Binchy. Part 1. Aidan. There was a time back in 1970 when they'd love filling in a questionnaire. Aidan might find one in a newspaper at a weekend. Are you a thoughtful husband? Or possibly, what do you know about showbiz? They scored high on the answers to are you well suited? And how well do you treat your friends? But that was long ago. Nowadays, if Nell or Aidan Dunn saw a list of questions, they didn't rush eagerly to fill them in and see how they scored. It would be too painful to answer, how often do you make love? A. More than 4 times a week? B. Twice a week on average? C. Every Saturday night? D. Less than this? Who would want to acknowledge how very much less than this? And look up what kind of interpretation the questionnaire sages had applied to this admission. The page would be turned nowadays if either of them saw a survey asking, are you compatible? And there had been no row, no falling out. Aidan hadn't been unfaithful to Nell, and he assumed she hadn't strayed either. Was it arrogant to assume this? She was an attractive-looking woman. Other men would definitely find her worth a second glance, as they always had. Aidan knew that a great many men who were genuinely astounded when it was proved that their wives had been having affairs were just smug and unobservant, but not him. He knew Nell wouldn't meet anyone else, make love to another man. But he knew her so well he'd know if this was the case. Anyway, where would she have met anyone? And if she had met someone she fancied, where would they have gone? No, it was a ludicrous idea. Possibly everyone else felt like this. It could well be one of the things they didn't tell you about getting older.